All right, let's get going. All right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Coral Canyon Infrastructure Financing District. Today is December 2nd, 2025. It is 1:35 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everybody could state your name for the recording record, we'd appreciate it. We'll start with the board. Nick, your chair, you want to start?
Sure. Nick Meister with Coal West, board chair.
Beth Robertson, Board Secretary Clerk.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first off, we need to have a public hearing to discuss the 2026 budget. So, with that, sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I need a motion to open the public hearing.
I'll make a motion to open public hearing.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. So, board, we are now in a public hearing to take any public comment regarding the 2026 budget. So, Shelby, you want to walk through that for us?
I will. So, board, there's been no change from what David reviewed with you at the last meeting. So I'll just do a really quick refresh, starting with the general fund, which is where the administrative costs flow through. Anticipate about 46,500 for total appropriations, split primarily between accounting and legal, as well as auditing and insurance. I will say that this budget's a little bit lower than what we've seen on other districts and, including your districts. I think the underwriter had initially anticipated about a $25,000 operations carve out, which is just a little bit too low, but still keeping that kind of as low as we think we can. All of that's anticipated to be funded through assessment revenues and from the carve out there. In the debt service fund, estimated in interest income, assessment fee revenue. I believe those were based on projections received or from the initial forecast. That would pay current interest as well as about $4.5 million on the bond. And then capital projects fund, just showing a small amount anticipated to be remaining in 2026 and reflecting all of that being spent by the end of the year. So, any questions, any further detail you'd like me to go into here?
I'm looking to see where that amount remaining in capital, what column is that in? Capital projects.
Yeah, so for 2025, we've just carried forward the $4.5 million that was initially budgeted. So, it'd leave about $36,000. That's the fourth column over your ending fund balance for your 2025 estimated. And then we've estimated a small amount of interest income and then just kind of shown that remaining 37,000 being spent.
I've talked to Holton regarding sweeping our accounts to make sure there's no dollars in there that we haven't requested. They're pretty much done with all the improvements.
Okay.
So there is the possible chance that there is no source or need for that 36,000. Again, he's going to go scrub and make sure he's pulled all the invoices. There could possibly be an invoice that we didn't submit. But there is also the chance that there are no capital improvements left that would qualify.
Okay.
That being the case, with that $36,000, is can we just use that and put it into the interest account and have it pay premiums or have it apply it to a pay down of the bond or what are our options for those remaining funds if we can't? If there are no remaining capital expenditures that qualify.
Yeah, I'll have to pull the indenture to kind of confirm, Seth, but typically any unspent project fund monies would flow to the bond fund. And then those would be used to pay either interest or principal as those come due. But let me revisit the indenture and I can follow up with you via email after the meeting.
Okay.
That's my understanding too, Seth. Okay, any other questions on the budget?
No,
Not for me.
Okay.
Shelby, when you send that email, will you just call out that balance remaining so that I could just forward on to our accounting team and say, hey, this is how much is left. Let us know if you've got any additional expenses that we can submit to the engineer. Otherwise, we'll and then otherwise, these are your options to use those funds so that I can just talk to Holt and say, hey, you can use this on the next pay down so that we don't have to, we can get a lesser pay down on the bond when we do get a C of O or something on one home or something.
Yep, absolutely. I'll include the current balance that's remaining based on UMB's reporting.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. I do not show any other members of the public or anybody else on the call, so no public comment. So with that, we need to close the public hearing. So can I get a motion to close?
I'll make a motion to close the public hearing.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. We are out of that. So I'll put up the agenda again. So next up, we have the board meeting minutes from what, our November 4th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
I've looked at those briefly. I don't have any comments. I'll make a motion to approve board meeting minutes from November 4th, 2025.
Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Next up is the board resolution. Here it is for adopting the 26 budget. So just says we're going to adopt it and have zero mill levies tax rate for this coming year. So any questions? If
Do we
not,
need to even state that there's a zero mill levy rate? Do we even have the authority to implement a mill levy? I was with the understanding we didn't, so it just seems kind of redundant there.
yeah, two things on that. There is the ability for a tiny bit of a mill levy with IFDs. I mean, no one's done it, but you do have the ability to do a really small one. And then in the state tax commission's website for all public entities, there's a spot for tax rates. So we have to go in every year and I have to put in zero for all of them. So that's why. I could take it out, Seth, but I still have to just go in. So I've
It's
just
fine.
left them in.
I'll make a motion for the adoption of the 2025-02 budget for 2026.
Great. Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. That's unanimous. All right, Shelby, you're up.
Hey. All right, so board, this is our SOW. We just require an annual renewal of this. So no change to the scope or anything. The one change that we are proposing here, and you'll see this on the SOWs for the other districts you work on with us as well, is we're proposing a fixed fee here just to kind of simplify the billing both for CLA and for the district. This would just be billed out in equal monthly installments throughout the course of the year. Since the scope is known in terms of what we're doing, largely driven by state compliance or bond compliance, we feel that this just kind of makes it a little bit easier. We don't have fluctuations depending on, what might be going on our side in terms of staffing or anything like that. This one is $15,250, a little bit lower again, just based on the lower total administrative budget that we're setting for this district. Certainly happy to go back to time and materials as we have been, but think that this just makes things a little bit easier for both sides. So open it up for discussion or questions.
I like the idea of simplicity. I would just need to just look and see how it compares to what we paid out over the last year or so on this district and other districts as well, just to make sure it's in line. Nick, do
Okay.
you have any concerns?
I don't, and I don't have that number memorized either, but directionally, this doesn't seem like it's out of range from what we paid last year. So, yeah, if you want to confirm that stuff and just make sure that you feel good about the dollar amount. But I like the idea of the fixed fee.
Michael, would it be appropriate for this board in the next few meetings we have to have them approve it subject to Seth and I working together on the exact fee amount?
I'm good with that. If Nick's good, and just allow the chair to sign once you guys have worked it out, that would be the way I would make the motion. That way, if somebody, Nick on this board on range, and then Holton on the other two, well, no, Walker's chair on Point West. But as long as the chairs are good with signing, yeah, I'm good with that, Shelby. Just
Nick
give
and
that
Seth, does that?
ability for the chair to sign.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think what would be helpful too is just to see Michael and Shelby maybe go back to that budget or send the budget so we can see how that compares with, in line with the total budget. I'm assuming this is the number that you have in for the 2026 budget that you just proposed.
Yeah, let me see. So this is before the 5% fee, which I'm sure you've seen on our invoices. So total it comes to, yeah, the 16,000 that's set here. So we made sure that whatever was in the budget, these are kind of within that amount, and then including the 5% technology and client support fee. So Seth, as we get into these other meetings this afternoon, you'll see that the fee differs kind of district to district based on, kind of where the district is at in terms of the total administrative budget. So I can follow up with the budget amounts, kind of a summary of the budget amounts, what's in the SOW, and then some additional information on what we've billed kind of current year to date and then last year as well, if that would be helpful.
Okay, so this 15,000 does not include a 5% technology support fee. That would be in
Right.
addition to this 15 to
Yep.
15.
Yep. Yep. So then it'd get to the total of the 16,000.
And that's the number in the budget, Seth, is 16.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the SOW pending review and finalization of the exact dollar amount.
And then could you just add, once you get that dollar amount, to authorize the chair to be able to sign?
I propose, what's the wording now? I would propose the renewal of the CLA SOW pending review and finalization of the final number. And allowing the board chair to approve and execute once that final number is agreed upon.
Perfect. Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right. Next up, district auditor engagement. Shelby, do you have anything from Haney?
Yeah, I think that Christy had included it in her initial email. It's attached to the board meeting invite. But let me put this up on the screen here.
Hey, Michael, you skipped the meeting schedule as well.
Oh, okay. We'll cover it.
Maybe if it'll load.
I
Give
didn't
me
show
one.
on mine.
Let me pull it up another way.
I can go back and look.
Okay, here it is. So Haney was the auditor for the 2024 year end. Again, not proposing any change to the auditor at this point. They've got a year under their belts, have an understanding of what the district's doing, kind of the operations. They did a $300 increase to their fee, so from $8,500 to $8,800. That's consistent with what we're seeing from Haney on other districts and then also from the other firms that we work with. Any discussions? Go ahead, Zach.
I know that we've had issues with timing of that audit being delayed. Is there, the state coming and saying, hey, we needed these audits. Is there any way to speed them up or to get them so that these audits are prepared and provided prior to getting reprimanded from the state?
Yeah. So Seth, I mean, I want to be clear. I think that's been both on our side as well as on the auditor's side. We've had discussions with the team that does these audits, including the lead partner, just about a plan moving forward. So with having this kind of wrapped up already, we should be able to just start 2026 as we would. And so we should have these audit reports, the draft reports to them by end of February or w into March. And with that timeline, they committed to having them issued by the June 30th deadline. So feel optimistic that it won't be a continued issue.
Okay. I have no issues. I'll make the motion to approve the CSWO from the engagement letter from the district for the district auditor from the Haney Company.
Great. Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All right, that's unanimous. Shelby, if you wouldn't mind, will you send me those for all four of the
Yes,
districts? Okay,
I will.
thank you. And then I'll get them over for Seth and the chairs to sign. Next up is the open and public meetings training. So let me ask you guys this.
Hey.
Oh, okay, my bad. Go
Yeah,
back
I
to
need
the
that meeting
annual meeting
schedule.
schedule. Are you guys good with the same first Tuesday of the month for all the meetings? Same time, keep all the districts basically in the same order. Seth, you good with that? You're on all four.
Yeah, I don't foresee any. I mean, we're scheduling them out and.
Okay, then we'll keep them the same. Can I get a motion to keep our meeting schedule the same as it was in 25?
I'll make a motion to continue the 2026 meeting schedule to remain consistent with our 2025 schedule of on Tuesday afternoons as they are currently for 2025.
Perfect. Thanks, Seth.
Second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say
Hey.
aye. All right. So here's the question for you two. And Seth, I really called Matt because of you. You're going to have to sit through four open and public meetings training. So I didn't want to have to do that. So with Eric not here, we can hold off for you two until next meeting with Range, and then we can cover Lauren at the same time. And then we'll have to get Eric at the next board meeting his training. So that'll cover you, Nick. And then we can just do Seth one time with Holton and Walker. So if you're okay listening to it twice, that way I can limit however many times you guys have to hear it. So are you both good with that?
Is it something where I can just schedule it and invite everybody that's on a board and have them do it once and
We
just have it
could.
not
We
have it
could.
be in an official board meeting?
Well, we have to be able to document it. So we've always just done it as part of a board meeting. So we can just hand, if the auditors audit it, we can just hand them the board meeting minutes. What I had talked to Matt about with you in particular was we could just do an affidavit that, you got it here in Coral Canyon and it applies to Point West and Range and Rome as well. But since, I mean, Holton and Walker have to get it anyway, and so does Lauren. What we were thinking is if we could do it that way, where hold off, you two take it for at Range with Lauren, and then we do one time with Holton and Walker, and then that will cover them for both Point West and for the Rome PIDs. So we'll just not do it today for Eric and cover him later. And then we'll just cover you two when we do Range in the next meeting. Sound like a plan?
Works. Yep, you got to do it, so we'll do it.
Okay. You guys have anything else for us? That's all I have on the agenda.
I have one item for you, but it can be offline.
Okay. Perfect. I will. We have 5 minutes. I'll hurry and call you.
We just end the meeting. I can, something would
Oh,
apply
yeah.
to Shelby.
Yep, that's fine. Let's get a motion to adjourn then.
You would like to make a motion to adjourn?
Thanks, Seth.
A second.
Thanks, Nick. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye.